"Hands two," he said. That's the one nearest Lance Constable Angua, Lance Constable Detritus. And repeat after me." He closed his eyes, and his lips moved for a moment as though he was reading something off the inside of his skull. "I, comma, square bracket, recruit's name, square bracket, comma." He nodded at them. "You say it." They chorused a reply. Angua tried not to laugh. "Do solemnly swear by square bracket recruit's deity of choice square bracket?" Angua couldn't trust herself to look at Carrot's face. "To uphold the laws and ordinances of the city of Ankh-Morpork, serve the public trust, comma, and defend the subjects of his stroke her bracket delete whichever is inappropriate bracket, majesty, bracket name of reigning monarch bracket." Angua tried to look at a point behind Carrot's ear. On top of everything else, Detritus's patient monotone was already several dozen words behind everyone else. "Without fear, comma, favour, comma, or thought of personal safety, semicolon, to pursue evildoers and protect the innocent, comma, laying down my life, if necessary, in the cause of said duty, comma, so help me bracket, aforesaid deity, bracket, full stop, gods, save the king, stroke, queen, bracket, delete whichever is inappropriate, bracket, full stop." Angua subsided gratefully, and then did see Carrot's face. There were unmistakable tears trickling down his cheek.
Right, that's it then. Thank you," said Sergeant Colon after a while.
"Protect the innocent, comma."
"In your own time, Lance Constable Detritus."
The sergeant cleared his throat and consulted the clipboard again.
"Now, Grabber Hoskins has been let out of jail again, so be on the lookout. You know what he's like when he's had his celebratory drink, and bloody Coalface the Troll beat up four men last night."
"In the cause of said duty, comma?"
"Where's Captain Vimes?"
demanded Nobby.
"He should be doing this."
"Captain Vimes has sorting things out," said Sergeant Colon. "It's not easy learning civilianing, right?"
He glanced at his clipboard again and back to the guardsman.
"Men."
His lips moved as he counted. There, sitting between Nobby and Constable Cuddy, was a very small, raggedy man whose beard and hair were so overgrown and matted together that he looked like a ferret peering out of a bush.
"Me bracket aforesaid deity bracket full stop."
"Oh no," he said. "What are you doing here, here and now? Thank you, Detritus. Don't salute. You can sit down now."
"Mr. Carrot brings me in," said Here and Now.
"Protective custody, Sarge," said Carrot.
"Again?"
Colon unhooked the cell keys from their nail over the desk and tossed them to the thief.
"All right, cell 3. Take the keys in with you. We'll horror if we need them back."
"You're a toff, Mr. Colon,"
said Here and Now, wandering down the steps to the cells. Colon shook his head.
"Worst thief in the world," he said.
"He doesn't look that good," said Angua.
"No, I mean the worst," said Colon, "as in not good at it. Remember when he was going to go all the way up to Dumb Manifesting to steal the secret of fire from the gods?" said Nobby.
"And I said, but we've got it here and now. We've had it for thousands of years," said Carrot. "And he said, that's right, so it has antique value."
Fingers Mazda, the first thief in the world, stole fire from the gods, but he was unable to fence it. It was too hot. He got really burned on that deal.
"Poor old chap," said Sergeant Colon. "Okay, what else have we got? Yes, Carrot?"
"Now they've got to take the king's shilling," said Carrot.
"Right, yes, okay."
Colon fished in his pocket and took out 3 sequin-sized Ankh-Morpork dollars, which had about the gold content of seawater. He tossed them one at a time to the recruits.
"This is called the king's shilling," he said, glancing at Carrot. "Dunno why. You gotta get give it when you join. Regulation, see? Shows you've joined."
He looked embarrassed for a moment and then coughed.
"Right. Some trolls," he corrected himself. "Got some kind of march down Short Street. Lance Constable Detritus, don't let him salute. Right. What's this all about, then?"
It's Troll New Year, said Detritus.
Is it? Suppose we've got to learn about this sort of thing now. And says here there's this dwarf rally or something?
Battle of Coombe Valley Day, said Constable Cuddy. Famous victory over the trolls.
He looked smug insofar as anything could be seen behind the beard.
Yeah, from ambush, grunted Detritus, glowering at the dwarf.
What? It was the trolls, Cuddy began.
Shut up, said Colon. Look, it says here they're marching. It says they're marching up Short Street.
He turned the paper over.
Is this right?
Trolls going one way, dwarfs going the other, said Carrot.
Now there's a parade you don't want to miss, said Nobby.
What's wrong? Said Angua. Carrot waved his hands vaguely in the air. Oh dear, it's going to be dreadful. We must do something.
Dwarfs and trolls get along like a house on fire, said Nobby. Ever been in a burning house, miss?
Sergeant Colon's normally red face had gone pale pink. He buckled on his sword belt and picked up his truncheon.
Remember, he said, let's be careful out there.
Yeah, said Nobby, let's be careful to stay in here.
End of CD 1.